right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Morning, guys. How are we? Welcome to, what is it?
Wednesday
today. Always
what is
good.
It?
Look, they all just bleed into one these days, don't they? Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Another earthquake out of Muswellbrook. What was it? 2.8.
Just a 2.8, yeah. So it's pretty
just,
much
just
at the
a small 2.8.
Yeah, at the upper end of what you can actually technically feel. And, yeah, 3 is what you basically feel if you're in the epicentre of it. So
I used to live out at Muswellbrook. I know, Crevo, you did too. And it is quite common for them to get earthquakes out there, but I never experienced one, luckily, because
well,
I think I would have freaked out.
It, I think is more the case.
Possibly.
it's just shaking all the time out there, like a big old bowl of jelly.
Have you guys ever been in an earthquake?
Yep.
Yeah, multiple.
No.
Never, Jade.
No.
You're an earthquake virgin. I did when I was living up in Darwin. I think we had like a 4.8. And I remember waking up one morning and the whole bed was shaking. I was in an apartment building as well, so I was freaking out.
Yeah, you would have been like, poltergeist!
Well, I didn't say that. I think it was a four-letter word starting with F and ending with K, to be quite honest.
How much did I drink?
Yeah, look, it is what it is. Hey, got a great story for you next, guys, about an owl. Beautiful creatures, very smart birds they are. This owl, though, obese.
Oh, what's happened?
I didn't know you could get obese owls.
Too many mice or something.
Yeah, well, basically what happened, it was found in a ditch, unable to fly after gorging herself on the abundance of field mice in this field due to warm winter weather.
Oh.
So it just ate too much, but I've got to tell you more about it next. Kicking off the show this morning, though, Train, play that song. It's 6:09. Good morning, Newcastle. Train, play that song live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Jade, Crevo, you're both in. Animal lovers, yeah?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, you love them. I've got to tell you about this owl, right? Very cute thing over in the UK. Someone found this beautiful tawny owl in a little ditch. It was soaking wet. It was shivering. It was cold. Couldn't fly.
Needed help.
It That's really sad. Did need help.
Because they're such beautiful, majestic things.
They are.
And very wise owls. I wonder if they actually are. I know that that's, you know, what people say. But
it's just a story, probably. But they look wise because they got big eyes.
Well, this is true. Well, they found the wet owl, couldn't fly, couldn't actually lift itself off the ground because it was extremely obese. It needed to go on The Biggest Loser for owls. Clearly, they put it on the scales. It beeped in at 245 grams, which doesn't seem like that much,
no.
But it's actually a third heavier than your average owl.
Whoa.
Poor little fatty owl.
It's sort of good, comforting in a way to know that, because the other day I bought chocolate bullets, right? I've been indulging, and it's easy to blow out. So it's nice to know that animals don't have willpower as much as as we do as humans.
Did you eat the whole packet of bullets?
I think I left maybe 10.
Your poor husband, he just wants a nice treat after a hard day's work and you eat all the chocolate in the house.
10 little bullets.
I'm putting you on a diet, Benny. Anyway, fat deposits had accumulated around the owl's body. And obviously they had to put it on a strict diet for it to even fly and escape again. So they had to care for it for over a month. Poor thing.
You just get a single almond today, you poor little owl.
Have either of you ever seen a really fat animal in real life?
A lot of dogs.
Dogs, yeah. In fact, a friend of ours has one. I'm like, oh, that thing needs to be on a diet.
People overfeed animals. I don't know why. You do have to be careful. Do you? You guys? How are you guys with your animals? You let them indulge sometimes?
Pretty strict on what
I do.
Molly gets.
Yeah, my chihuahuas love a treat, but you always do see fat seagulls because of all the chips they get thrown.
That is very true. Actually, they really stack it on. Bad metabolisms, clearly.
Yeah, but a lot of carbs.
Well, that too, and the old deep fried.
Well, the owl was just gorging on field mice because there was unusually warm winter weather, so they all came out fighting.
And
just didn't stop eating.
This is the best day ever. It's like heading through the drive-through and everything on the menu's free. Get around this.
Oh, well, like you said, Jade, I think how it sums up is that, you know, even animals have no self-control when it comes to delicious food.
That's right.
What's Maddie saying up next? I've got this dental spacer here, guys.
Yeah, time to pop that in your mouth.
Yeah, up for grabs. Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown for your weekend. Here we go.
Put it in there. God, it's a bit hard. New one today.
Ooh, got to stretch it.
Oh, stretch out, huh? Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Today. Ho, han, hush, hish, hey, you. Ho, han, hush, hish, hey, you.
There you go.
13:10:09 if you want to guess what Maddie is saying to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
You look baffled, Jade. That's the name of the game,
Dale. The game,
Dale.
It
hey,
is.
Hey, hey. 6:16 with the Novos. Good morning.
What's Maddie saying?
Yeah, we've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown today to give away for free. No strings attached other than you have to figure out what I am saying. Check it out.
Ho, han, hush, hish, hey, you.
That's it. Very simple. And 13:10:09, the lines are open if you want to crack at this. Hey, Sean, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
Really good. Now, I believe you've actually got obese animal chat for us. We've had the owl. What's your story?
Well, I've got friends and they've got a Labrador, and I don't know if you guys have ever owned a Labrador or know someone. They really like to eat. So, yeah. You put any food down and whenever we go camping and that and scraps and that, the poor old lab's around cleaning everything up.
So. Polishing every bowl.
At least you don't have to do any dishes.
Look, it's a living, a living barking hoover that you've got there.
It's a
very
dishwasher.
Yeah. they ended up having to put him on diet.
Really?
Anyway.
Oh, very good. All right, Shawnee, let's do this, mate. Let's win you these movie tickets. You got a missus. What's the go?
Can I just have a listen to that first part?
Oh, yeah, 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 no worries.
Yeah, have a listen. Here we go.
Ho, han, hush, hish, hey, you.
I'll give you a clue. It's to do with fish.
Yeah, it's fresh fish, and is it all kinds of fresh fish for you?
Incorrect. I'm sorry, man.
Oh,
thanks, Shawnee.
Unlucky, Sean.
Enjoy your day, mate. UFM, who's this?
Oh, they've gone.
Oh, damn. Do you know what it is?
No.
Four fine fresh fish for you.
There you go.
Little tongue twister for you. Do you know why I picked that? Because I had fish and chips yesterday.
Oh, how was
it? Old school for lunch. Do you know what? Harbourside Takeaway, just on near Wickham there.
There's the plug.
Well.
Ding.
I'll do that. I can cop that.
So it was amazing because I haven't had fish and chips in ages. It's hard to find a good place.
Loved about it. What it was old school fish and chips. So the small chips, right, $3.50.
Yeah.
They wrapped it up in the old paper.
Yeah,
I felt like I was 12 years old again. And the fish chucked in there, bit of lemon, beautiful.
Amazing. Where's that at?
Wickham.
Oh, nice.
Wickham, just opposite the harbour there. So
beautiful.
I love seeing you happy, Maddie.
Oh, do you? I'm always happy.
I know, but when you we're talking about the fish and chips, you just lit
up. Food.
Well, guys, Valentine's Day, it's getting even closer.
Is
Friday.
Is Benny getting you anything?
No, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
See, I think you should. You know, you've got to keep the romance alive somehow, Jade.
Yeah, no, it's alive. It's alive. But, yeah, just, I don't know what it is on the day. Ben, to be honest, Ben's very shy. So I think a lot of ladies will understand if they're in a relationship with a shy man, he doesn't like to go out and buy flowers and stuff like that. It's not really their forte.
I feel like that's a very simple task.
Go online. Flowers.com. Deliver. Pay.
Well, if you're dating someone like my husband, Benny, you can we can help you out. We can hook you up. A hot air balloon with a gourmet breakfast afterwards and a wine tasting.
It's a whole weekend away, actually.
Yeah, at the Crown Plaza, Hunter Valley. You'll get to stay there as well. It'll be a romantic weekend. And if you want to be in the running for this, 13:10:09, we're going to take your calls. And that's it. It's as easy as that.
Just going to get as many names on the standby list as possible, right?
That's right.
Yep, done.
If Benny got you that, would you be...
I'd be stoked. And in all fairness,
so
I have...
She really loves it. Yeah.
I would, but I have flown in a hot air balloon with these guys before. Incredible.
Yeah, so I remember that experience. Last year. How'd you score that?
Just being me.
All right, going to do it next at New FM News Time with Hamish at 6:27. Tops of 28 on the coast today, 30 at Maitland and the Valley.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, guys, you know what? I need to sort my life out. I really do. So this morning, I got up and I buy a lot of the same pairs of jeans, right? So they've got the rips in the knees. But I've realised, finally, that I need to maybe stop with the ripped jeans, because I'm going to show you my legs.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh.
Whoa.
Too much. I mean, about they might as well be shorts now.
You're all fine.
You like a bit of leg, darling? Yeah. You like that? Ooh, la la. That's a bit embarrassing, isn't
it? It's mostly whole. But your jeans are now mostly whole.
But you know what? You can pull them off, though, Maddie.
I reckon the hole in the knee, right, is about the size of a
watermelon
small
slice.
Bread and butter plate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, rockmelon.
You know what you can do?
Rockmelon.
Yeah, it's about the right size. You could snip them off there just above the knee, and you've got some lovely jorts.
Oh, yeah, no. What?
No, jean shorts. You know jorts.
I know jorts, yeah.
I just call them shorts. The other side is fine, though.
Or you could just do one side, and you've got a totally new fashion. Have you ever seen anyone do that before?
Well, no, but maybe this leg's fatter than the other. It just keeps tearing. I'm not sure why that happens. Anyway, hey, 13:10:09 this morning, we are giving away a massive Hunter Valley experience for Valentine's Day. Balloon ride, weekend away. Dinner, champagne, chocolates.
And did you know it's not just any hot air balloon? It's actually a love heart-shaped hot air balloon.
You can't actually get any more romantic.
No.
People have tried.
Imagine proposing to your partner in that. And ladies, it's a leap year this year, so it's the one time, supposedly, that women can propose to their man on a leap year.
There you go.
No
so
rules.
If your man's been dragging his heels... This is their opportunity.
Very good. Well, what I thought we'd do, right, just as a little treat, we're going to put as many people on in the standby list as possible before the boss wakes up and hears it.
Yeah,
so
idea.
What I thought we'd do is, if you've got a sweet little message for your partner, we're going to, like, almost do a message bank situation. So call up, we'll record your message, we'll play it out for your partner next, and maybe you get some morning nookie this morning.
I love it.
Great idea.
Very good. Okay, we're going to do it after Lizzo, Good As Hell. Good morning, Newcastle. Rihanna, what now? We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, Crevo. 6:44, tops of 28 on the coast today, Jade.
And all thanks to Balloon Aloft, we're giving you the chance to win a romantic Valentine's Day in the Hunter Valley. You're going to be soaring in a love heart balloon, Crevo.
That's right.
Love heart hot air balloon.
This is amazing. I mean, it's a chance to really sweep your loved one off their feet.
And then afterwards, you get treated to a gourmet breakfast. You're going to have a wine tasting. Then you can go and stay in the luxurious Crown Plaza Hunter Valley.
And you'll just look like such a superstar if you do this, you know, in your loved one's eyes, because you're taking the romance to a whole new level.
Yeah, you don't even have to tell your partner that you paid for it, or that you didn't pay for it, I should say.
Just say you saved up for months.
It was like a baller.
Do you know what, though? What a lovely surprise, honestly, to just surprise your partner with that. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Well, what we've done this morning is we've taken your calls, recorded up some messages for your loved ones out there, just to let them know before Valentine's Day just how much you really do love them. So we're going to play them out. Here we go.
To my sweetheart, Cody, each year you always go over and above for me, so thought I'd try and win this nice little flight over the Hunter Valley. Loving you. Hope we win it.
Happy anniversary to my husband of 18 years. Hopefully we have many, many more. Thank you, John, for the most wonderful last 14 years. You're absolutely fantastic. I love you so much. And I hope we get to go hot air balloon riding.
Happy anniversary. 25 years of greatness. Love you always, Vicky.
I'd love to win it for myself because I deserve it.
Aww.
Love the one at the end there.
Yeah, that was Jane. Love that one.
And you can fly with Balloon Aloft. Book your romantic Hunter Valley balloon flight and champagne breakfast now at www.balloonaloft.com. If you don't want to, you know, just get your name on that standby list. If you don't win, book
that's
it.
Right. Pay with your own money. That's what you should be doing. That's how you really show your love. Next, though, guys, this is pretty interesting. So I've seen this ad pop up in my Facebook feed a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And it's basically saying it's from Tennis Australia.
Right? Yeah.
And they're suggesting you should go down to your local tennis club, book that, and then, like, have a couple of drinks while you play tennis. And the photos they use are actually, like, guys and girls holding drinks in one hand and a racket in the other, ready to hit a ball.
That seems silly.
Anyway, what I thought we could do next is a little exploration of what would happen if drinks went into other sports as well.
Okay, 6:47 at New FM. Good morning. Matchbox 20 Push. We're live across Newey with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 5 minutes to seven. Tops of 30 degrees at Maitland's in the Valley today. Showers this afternoon, Crevo.
That's right. And just saw this ad on Facebook and it struck me as strange because it's Tennis Australia and they're advertising this thing called open court sessions, which is essentially like so this is what you're supposed to do. Book a tennis court with some mates and get on the booze. Now, at first I was like, oh, all right, maybe. But the photos they're using are showing the players racket in one hand, beer can or gin and tonic in the other.
Very impractical. How can you do that? I mean, look, it's taken lawn bowls to a whole nother level. You can't transfer drinking to every single sport.
I know.
The thing that I sort of find funny about it, I actually don't mind the idea. I'm all for having a drink with any sport if that's what you want to do.
I can see you there with your half-drunk bottle of Moscato.
Was it Strawberry Kisses?
Hey, I wouldn't mind playing some pickleball with a drink in hand. But,
oh, there's a challenge.
But the thing is, with tennis, they're just known for not liking people misbehaving on court.
That's the thing. And
That strikes me just bizarre.
And it's quite intense. And a lot of shots people do with two hands. Like, that's what's so weird about it. At first, I was like, oh, maybe it'll just be them having a drink, like, on the sidelines.
Mm.
But they're literally on court with the beer can.
They're going to regret this because imagine you got a gin and tonic, right? I mean, if you spill that on your floor at home, it leaves a nice sticky stain.
Pain
in the ass to clean up. Imagine a nice, freshly painted tennis court floor.
Yeah.
Drinks all over it.
Vodka and cranberry.
Yeah.
How about that?
And most of the time people wear white on a tennis court.
I know. It's going to be absolute chaos. But it started making me think about like other sports that maybe would also not be appropriate to have drinks, but they're going to try and crowbar them into.
All right. I'm actually excited for this list.
So I was thinking soccer, also totally impractical. Unless you've got excellent balance, because you are using only your feet.
I feel like much easier than tennis to
even
do it with in a soccer game.
How do you guys think about rugby?
I think there'll be a lot of broken glasses and we don't want that.
That's
plastic
right.
Plastic cups.
You can't exactly have a cruiser in one hand and the ball in the other.
No, then you'll have everyone whinging, oh, the beer never tastes as good in a plastic cup.
Well, that's also an issue. Badminton, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, actually probably more doable out of all the sports. I watched a little bit the other day and I think it is the most ridiculous sport I think I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, with badminton, at least you're really only lunging back and forth. You're not really doing that many side-to-side.
Side
so
moves,
you can probably get some sort of process down.
Hey, actually, it'll make the sport funner. So I'm actually...
yeah, it's pretty boring, isn't it?
Actually on board.
And to be fair, it is only like a one-handed sport as well. Like, so it's more probably more achievable than tennis. Areas like sports I thought maybe they could work on, so maybe they could like do the marketing. I think they're off the mark with tennis, but croquet, because God, that thing drags on. And if you had like a couple of drinks in hand getting around the lawns, I think you're in a much more interesting position.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It'd be actually funny because, you know, when police pull over cars and they have to walk the straight line,
yeah.
This is like a similar test. It's also part of the game because you've got to line it up to get the ball through the, you know,
by the
arch.
By the end, you're going to be a lot more wobbly and missing a lot more hoops, I reckon.
This is true.
Yeah.
And I just think tennis, what they're trying to do is steal lawn bowls market.
Oh, absolutely. They've seen that opening, the gap in the market. I mean, look at all of the bowling clubs out there. You know, 20 years ago, the customer base for bowling clubs to play bowls, you're looking at the over 60s, right?
Yeah.
They've really brought that median age back down to at least 25 now.
Marketing so the old barefoot bowls.
And then the Cracker Jack movie came out.
That's
everyone
right.
got on board.
Who said that the young people don't have the dollars, you know? They always say, go for the older people in business. They have the money to spend. Look
young,
at this.
Young people have money to spend too.
Exactly right. Hey, Crevo, up next, we're talking dance floor injuries.
Yeah, I was past this video of, it's at a wedding and, you know, obviously, people like to have a little dance at a wedding. The groom gets completely out of control with his hip movement and knocks over the bride. It's spectacular. It's on our Facebook page if you want to have a look. And 13:10:09 next, we're going to talk about your dance floor injuries.
Excellent. After the news at 7 o'clock with De Novo's Jay Matty Crevo, currently 21 degrees at Hamilton.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
13:10:09 this morning here at the Novos. We want to know about your dance floor injuries. Have you slipped on a drink? Have you stacked it? Have you hooked up with someone and, you know, maybe bumped into a speaker? That sort of gear.
Yeah, especially if there's a bit of gore involved. Extra points.
Extra gore.
Yeah.
You're into the
Well,
geez.
I just think, you know,
if you've drawn blood.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
On the dance floor.
Feeling sadistic there this morning, Crevo.
Well, I just think it's entertaining.
Mosh pits count. There's been some incidents in mosh pits.
Have you ever been to a heavy metal concert, Jade?
I have. I can't remember the name of the band.
You know how they have the Circle of Death?
Yeah.
And they're all like...
That sounds dangerous.
They basically all run around and they're like swinging their arms
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'd die. I couldn't do that.
I copped a fist to the head once. I was 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Never listened to heavy metal again.
That was the end of that.
Yeah. Taking your calls next. We'll do it after Tones and I. This is Never Seen the Rain at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain with Jade, Maddie and Crevo live on New FM. It's 12 minutes past 7, currently sitting on 22 degrees at Belmont. Cloudy and showers today. Crevo, and we're talking just dance injuries.
That's right. Oh, okay, excellent.
Sorry, screwed that up.
That's all right. So anyway, there's this video that came across my my phone where this guy essentially is doing this crazy dance moves by swinging his hips around at a wedding. He does it in such an extreme fashion, he then knocks over the bride.
Oh.
She's on the floor. He doesn't notice.
How embarrassing.
And she's really knocked for six.
Wouldn't like, it's she a be
full
filthy?
On, it's a full-on knockover.
Actually, you can check the video on our Facebook page. It's really quite funny because she's down for a long time and she doesn't even get up by the end of the video. You just see her crawling away
in shame.
She almost realized, like, she's shocked at first, realized what's happened, and then she kind of just stretches across to try and get herself up, the poor thing.
Oh, so
divorce him instantly. Don't sign the papers.
I had this girlfriend of mine, Mel, and we were at, I don't know if you've ever been there, if you've gone clubbing in the valley in Brisbane on a trip called the family up there. And they used to, it's been a while, but they used to have, you know how like just little circular platforms sort of around, scattered around the dance floor so people could just step up onto them.
Right.
I remember we were having drinks, we were sitting over on the lounges and she was up on the podium like just really going for it. She was, you know, when you have that many to drink and you really think you're sexy.
And you're an amazing dancer.
And she fell off the podium and it was the funniest thing we've ever seen in our life. She was fine, but at the time, oh my God, we were in stitches.
Absolute gold. Let's go to the phones.
Hey Belinda, how are you today?
Hi, good, thank you.
Hey, tell us about your dance floor injury. Was it you or someone you know?
No. So it was my boss. It was a Christmas party we attended about 4 or 5 years ago.
Amazing.
We were, after dinner, we thought we'd go to a club up at the bay. 500 Miles came on, so obviously everyone's dancing and jumping around.
Yeah, great song.
When he jumped, he pulled his ACL. And basically took out the whole dance floor because he went from one side of the dance floor to the other and took everybody out on his way through.
My God. He would have been out of work too for a while after that, yeah?
Well, he had a moon boot on, and we've got some stairs at work, so he managed to sort of get up the stairs on his bottom for a while.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
But yeah.
Do you know what's funny about that as well? Such a great party song, pub song. You'd never enjoy it again.
No, exactly.
No more dancing in public, I think.
No.
I hope he's listening right now.
Yeah, possibly.
There we go.
Amazing.
He ain't walking 500 miles now, is he?
Not in the moon, though, that's for sure.
Thanks, Belinda. New FM, hello.
Who do we have here? Nobody. All right, try one more.
New FM, who's this?
Hey, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie, dance floor injury, off you go.
Yeah, I don't drink often, but I obviously give it a red hot crack when I do. I was very confident that I had this guy. He's just a random friendly guy that I could do the dirty dancing with.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going to be Patrick. I've got this.
What's
like,
dirty dancing?
Like, you know, the no, movie with no, Patrick even. Swayze?
Oh, so not actual dirty dancing, Katie.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were doing the old drop on the dance floor then.
No, that's not appropriate. But,
that's not appropriate.
This, actually. This is not either. I'm like, I've got you. And he's like, oh, are you sure? He's certainly a lot bigger than I was, and I did not have him. He come down right on top of my head. And, I got down, and I was like, I'm ready for you, and I'm just so lucky I didn't break my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, when I drink, I obviously build my confidence.
So hold on, Katie, did you reverse roles? Were you pretending to be Patrick Swayze and he was pretending to be baby?
I 100% thought I had this guy. I was going to do the lift. I'm like, I've got you. And he's like, oh, are you sure? I'm like, yep, let's do this. But the worst thing about it is I've got it on video. So,
that's amazing.
Oh, you need to send us that.
Can you please send that through to our Facebook page?
Amazing. Only if you don't share it.
All right.
Promise we won't share it.
There's an interesting life, Katie. Always a great story to tell.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Amazing.
Wow.
Jeez, guys. Maddie, up next,
you're
Jade.
You're not going to love me after I tell you this.
I already get it. I have a feeling I know what you're talking about after I saw the poll on our Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah. So I know I've spoken about this a lot on the show. It's a journey we're all going through together against a lot of your will.
Yeah, against your will mostly.
Shopping for your glasses.
Yeah. So obviously late last year I bought a pair of crown glasses. I was really rocking them. But the thing is I've got holidays coming up and you're going to hate this, Maddie, because I know you spent, a good 5 hours?
She's worn them. I've seen her wear them twice in 3 months maybe. So she's gotten over them. She's buckled to public pressure.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of getting contact lenses. So we're going to have a chat about it in a sec.
Oh, you could go contact lens shopping with them, Maddie.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. We're going to do that next 7:18. Good morning. Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. A cloudy start to your day today in Newcastle. Currently 21 degrees at Nobby's. Jade, I'm very disappointed in you because I spent hours going glasses shopping with you at the end of last year.
Now
you've come to work and you've dropped the bombshell that, hey, I'm over the glasses that you've just spent hundreds of dollars on. You want contact lenses now.
Yeah, and I heard for hours about it. So
you're still hearing about it now.
I feel like I suffered as well.
It's the ongoing debate. And let's just say, putting this out there too, because last week I spoke about how my sister said that I didn't look good in glasses. It's actually got nothing to do with my sister's opinion because I'm not going to discard them completely.
Yeah, you say that.
Well... but holidays are coming up. So, when you're on holidays, I don't want to have to be switching between sunglasses and glasses 24/7, right?
Think about things too much, Jane.
You've got to be prepared.
Just wear the glasses down. Jeez.
But the thing is, we put this online. We did a poll. We thought, you know what? You guys don't want to hear about it anymore, which, you know, that is fair. My husband doesn't want to hear about this.
Just annoy the rest of Newcastle.
let's end this with democracy.
Exactly. So we thought, you know what? Why don't we just put this on Facebook? We'll just get everyone to vote and Bob's your uncle. That's your answer,
that's the
Jade.
Final decision.
Because I'm very indecisive. Newcastle.
Very
indecisive. So thank you for your help in this matter.
There's some interesting comments on the poll I thought we'd read out this morning.
Yeah, it actually got a little bit mean on the poll.
Okay. Oh, well, look. It is what it is. There was no, Jade, you know what? There's always someone that's going to say something.
Yeah.
There's been pretty good support. Looks good with glasses or without. Give them a go. So a lot of support. Sarah has commented, though, and she goes, oh, God, just make your own judgment for sake.
Jeez, that's a bit intense, isn't it?
Linda's commented, Sarah, wow, that's rude. Casey has then said, I'm with Sarah. What a stupid poll. Extremely shallow. Who cares how you look with and without glasses? It's not up to other people. It's a matter of what is most practical and comfortable for the person, not others' opinions on looks. Sarah is probably sick of New FM's ridiculous shallow topics of late. Thanks for the feedback, I mean, Casey. Yeah,
thanks for listening, Casey.
Yeah, we appreciate that. There's all, you know, you can't please everyone with everything. That's okay.
Dean said, not much love or joy, Sarah. Maybe your surname should be Rude Ass.
Oh, my God.
Very nasty this morning. Mean tweets edition.
Let's be nice to each other online, people. But thank you. We opened the door. This is what you get. But there's a lot of people saying that our contacts have actually changed their life. Natasha says she recommends them, so thank you. I'm going to go through and read your helpful comments.
Jamie
soon.
Said you look beautiful either way, Jade. Isn't that nice? So there's a lot of nice and love out there in the world.
I'm just going to tie this up like a neat little bow, right? The first thing I said to Jade when we went glasses shopping, just get contacts. And now here we are. We've really come full circle, haven't we?
We should also just mention the poll results.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Over 500 votes in the last hour and a half, which to me says we need to do more stuff like this. Because that's huge engagement, better than your local elections. Glasses at 196, no glasses, 353.
So 63% of Newcastle says no glasses, 37% said keep the glasses, Jade. So there you go, no more indecision.
Yeah, thank you.
Off to get contacts.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Newcastle.
Age, sex, location up next. Your chance at 1 in 30 odds to win yourself a grand this morning. All you need to do is listen out for our age, sex and location. If you match our criteria, give us a ring, 131009, and you get to spin the cash balls. Crevo, I believe you have our age, sex, location for today.
That's right. If you are a 35-year-old female from Lake Macquarie, give us a call, 131009.
The clock is ticking very slowly today. We'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday. Sex. Location. Where
are you now that I need you? Twice a day here at New FM, we are giving you a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000. It's Newcastle's easiest new cash game. So it's called Age, Sex, Location. How this works every day, we call out literally that, an age, sex, location. You ring us up. If you get through, you spin the cash balls. If your lucky number comes out, you win the money. It's that simple, Crevo.
That's right. So easy. So if you're 35... a female and from the Lake Macquarie Council area, this is your chance. 131009, call the show now for your chance to score $1,000 instantly.
Yeah, and maybe if it's not you and you know someone that fits the criteria,
yeah, call them.
Call them
up. That's my sister.
And then tell them that, you know what, you got to split the money if you win. We're going to do it after Tom Walker, Leave a Light on at New FM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday. Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? Yeah, twice a day here at the Novos, we're giving you a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 cash with age, sex, location. Today's ASL was 35, female from Lake Macquarie. Now, I do believe we have a caller, yeah?
We do. Tennille, how are you this morning? Hello, Tennille.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So you're 35, you're female, obviously, and you're from Lake Mac Council area, Caves Beach.
And how is Caves Beach? How's Caves Beach?
I'm real We just moved there from Penrith, so it's amazing.
Oh, do you know what, Tennille? So I used to live in Richmond. My family still live out there. That's a massive change, hey?
Yeah, it's
Yeah, massive change, but absolutely loving it.
What do you?
Should have done it sooner.
What do you love most about this area? Obviously, you've screwed Sydney off. See you later. Like, what do you love about it so far?
I'd have to say not only the water. I mean, being near the water and raising my kids near the water is the best thing I've ever done. But community, the people.
Yeah, it's
everyone's lovely.
It's so different. Like, Sydney can be a bit abrupt and a bit rude, but you get up here, you know, Lake Mac and Newey, it's awesome, hey?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, absolutely love it.
Tennille, were you a Panthers fan in the rugby league?
Pardon?
Were you a Panthers fan in the rugby league?
I was not. I was a Newcastle Knights fan.
No,
destiny.
No conversion therapy needed for this one. Oh, well, thanks for choosing to listen to us, Tennille. Let's try and win you some money, though, shall we?
So, Tennille, there's a 1 in 30 chance, okay? We have 30 balls. You need to pick one number between 1 and 30. What's your lucky number?
Number
21. Number 21. Okay, guys, let's spin these cash balls. Here we go. Yeah, they're going around at the moment, Jade.
Yep. They're all mixing through each other. All right, here we go.
It's coming through.
Okay.
All right, now, we ready? So the number you chose was, Jade, 20, Tennille, 23?
21.
Okay.
The number, Jade, that has come out of the cash balls contraption is...
Tennille, it's number 30.
Oh no!
Sorry, Tennille.
That's okay, no worries.
Well, welcome to the area, and, you know, thank you so much for choosing UFM, the best station to listen to.
You're welcome. Have a great day,
thanks,
guys.
Dale.
Thank you, too.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
Now, Maddie, this is something you're not fully aware of what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
We've just written it on the board as Maddie growing up, and that's because Jade and I have noticed a couple of things just in the last few days that have really changed about you.
Mm. Some would say subtle. But they're big enough to be noticed.
It's really amazing. It's all good, though. This is good.
Don't panic.
I'm not panicking. This is really good. And I think once you hear this, you won't be able to unhear it. It's awesome. It's Maddie completely becoming different and growing up.
Well, I am 30, guys, almost.
Well, it's really...
What are you saying, that I was a juvenile delinquent before?
No.
Maybe.
Well, a little bit. but you've really changed, and it's for the good. So we're going to hear these bits of proof as to how Maddie is growing up next.
7:45 at New FM. Good morning. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:52 and we've got a stitch-up coming, I feel it. On the board it says, Maddie growing up. What have we got, guys?
So essentially what Jade, both and I have noticed is that you've started acting more mature.
Mature?
In the last couple... It's just the last couple of days, really.
And since the weekend.
Yeah, and what we've surmised from this is that it may be due to the fact...
that you've met someone.
and this person is a mature English lad.
Yeah, he's changing you for the better.
Do you know what? So you guys yesterday disappeared. You were banding together yesterday. You come back in. You had the whole show planned. And I go, well, they're up to something. What have they been planning in there?
That's right. This is
the result, I guess.
Yeah, it is. So I'm just going to go through some observations.
Okay.
Before you hold off on that audio, just some general ones first.
Okay.
First one we both noticed is that you started wearing almost exclusively your hat forwards.
Yeah, hasn't been backwards once this week.
Backwards hat, Maddie, the young guy who was, you know, a bit naughty, has gone. Forwards hat, Maddie.
Mischievous Maddie's gone.
That's it. He seems to have disappeared. What's going on there?
Because I got a new hat. It's a trucker hat, so they just naturally look better forwards. So there's no growing up there. Oh. Sorry, guys.
Fair enough. Purchased new clothing, though, so there's that. Also, I've noticed you seem to be smoking less. I think you might... Are you going towards quitting in that area? Healthier?
I have cut down quite a lot.
Mm,
yeah, because really I've been working out as well, so...
That's the other thing we saw. God, he's getting trim. Mature Maddie has really arrived.
Yep. Working on your health.
That's it.
New wardrobe. That happens when you meet someone too.
That's right.
They start updating the
wardrobe. I love how you say a new wardrobe when I'm wearing a... ripped pair of jeans and a $20 trucker hat.
That looks like a trend to me. The next thing we noticed, and this is quite interesting, you seem to have been adopting an English accent.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Now, we searched like mad trying to find evidence for this, and we were only able to track down one piece, but it's happening more than this.
Even right? This morning, unfortunately, it wasn't on the show, but you were speaking with an English accent.
How so?
Well, you just asked, so have a listen to this little bit.
Oh, and we'll just add too, the guy you're seeing is English.
That's right.
That's why...
British chap.
He's a British fellow.
Okay, here we go. Grab number one.
You know, they're just not putting out fires.
They're
just not putting out fires.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is very English.
And it's funny because it's happening a lot.
That's right. Mm. We've noticed it. It was the only bit of evidence of that we could find. All right, the next thing that's happened, you are turning English because you went for this meal just yesterday.
Because I had fish and chips yesterday.
Oh, how was it?
School for lunch. Do you know what? Harborside Takeaway, just on near Wickham there.
There's the plug.
Ding!
I'll do that.
Fish and chips, just as Aussie, I feel.
Oh, the English.
It's gotten into your mind subconsciously. Like, I'm dreaming of England.
I'm moving there. I better start working on the accent early.
Better have a bite to eat. I've also noticed that you've become, like, in a good way, even more, like, sensitive. Here you are empathising with the smallest of creatures.
The video, I'm going to put it up on the New FM Facebook page. It's so sweet. The guy is there pumping its little chest and then...
With his little index fingers?
With his two index fingers.
Yeah. How sweet.
And then you see it fill with air again and it starts breathing and some water comes out. It's like, there's a great story.
It's a little lizard.
You're really evolving before our eyes.
I know, and it's all happening in just a couple of short days.
It must be true love because I've never seen someone change so much in a space of under a week.
So quickly. It's amazing. Anyway, we look forward to hearing more about the mysterious Englishman.
And you know I like an English accent, so hey, if you adopt it,
you know
permanently.
What though? You can shove that I'm, you know, adopting an English accent because there's literally one sentence of proof there.
Oh, we'll find more, don't you worry.
Yeah. Oh, look, good luck, guys, good luck. We'll do it next. That's 105.3 New FM, 3 to 8.
Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town. Huge playgrounds, slides and jumping around. BNUFM's Weather
Whiz Kid with the Novos. A cloudy day, a high chance of showers this afternoon, and a thunderstorm also likely, possibly severe. We could also see some heavy rainfall as well. We're expecting a top temperature of 28 degrees in the city, 30 degrees inland, and 24 degrees around the lake. More rain tomorrow and showers on Friday as well. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kay, Tim and Marty for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Bravo! Yay! You did so well.
That was so good. Welcome to the show. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have all your friends listening, Tanisha?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you're going to be popular at school today. Now, you've just gone into year three, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, what do you love about year three the most?
Well, I've got a great teacher. I've got fun friends to play with.
Do you want to say hello to your teacher and any of your friends in your class? Do you have a best friend that you want to say hello to?
Ruby F and Ronan.
Oh, that's hey, Ruby so and Ronan. Cute. And now you go to St. Aloysius School in Chisholm?
Yep.
Yeah, very good, very good. Hamish, how good was that?
That was outstanding. Really, really good.
Very good. One of the best ones yet. So congratulations. We've got a really cool little prize for you, though.
We do.
For you and all your friends, Jade.
We do. So you have won a birthday party at Kids World Playland at Green Hills. That's going to be so much fun. You'll be jumping around on slides and... Well, are those ball pits?
They're so fun. You get to pick which friends can come. That's so good. Oh, very good. Dad's over here. Come over, Dad. Are you very proud? You must be very proud of your daughter.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us here.
No, that's okay.
Be here, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well, very good. Congratulations. You did a great job. Up next, though, on the show, we are meeting our next contestant for the Novos Kiss and Tell, of course, our big boat ride this Friday. We'll do it after Sia Chandelier at New FM. Good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au. The Novos Kiss and Tell.
Yes, indeed. It is Newcastle's biggest ever social dating experiment. MAFS, first dates, eat your heart out because this is where it's at. So all week here we've been meeting single ladies, single men. This Friday we've got a beautiful party cruise on Lake Mac. NASA from MAFS is going to be there and we're going to hook some singles up and try and create our own little love story, guys.
Well, I hope right. so.
It's going to be awesome. You know, champagne on arrival, nibbles, that sort of thing. Plus the Facebook live stream. You're not coming along.
I want the full fairy tale version with, you know, they fall in love, they get married, and then there's a kid, a little baby Novo down the track.
That's a little dream. Baby Novo. They have refurbished toilets on this boat, apparently, as
there
well.
There you go. Ooh,
hello.
Hello.
All right, we've got another contestant on the phone right now. Stephen joins us. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
We are doing good. You sound masked. You sound like you got a nice, strong, deep voice, Stephen. Tell us how old you are and a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 27. I'm an industrial electrician. I've lived in Newcastle. I wish.
Play it down. Go on.
The best way.
So you've lived in Newey for how long?
Pretty much lived there all my life. It was all bar 7 years when I was in the Navy. I was between Sydney and Melbourne for those 7 years. But yeah, other than that, it's been in Newcastle.
Do you still have the naval uniform?
I do. Why are you interested?
Well, I don't know. I like a uniform, but I think that might, you know, get a lot of ladies.
You don't need
on.
A married woman and her husband coming after you, Stephen, you know.
No.
But you know what? I will say, just hold on to that uniform. You never know.
Yeah,
when
it'll
you
come
might
in handy.
Need to throw it on.
You don't.
Right? Throw it on before you throw it off.
Stephen, we've seen your pictures. You're a good looking bloke. Tell us what you're looking for in a lady. Seriously.
Someone with a bit of sass. She's. Like, willing to tell you how it's going to be, but at the same time, she's like, oh, yeah, okay, I know when to back off. Somebody that just holds themselves really well and willing to admit when they're wrong. I know it's a hard thing to find.
Have you been single for a while? Just on that note, it sounds like you've been in a relationship and obviously it didn't work out by the sounds of that other woman. She didn't admit she was wrong a lot.
You don't have to air your dirty laundry, you know what?
Yeah, that's all right.
But you can.
Yeah, so, what makes great radio? So it's been about 12 months.
Okay.
Me and her were together for about 5 years and stuff, and, like, she finished uni, and everything kind of started again for her, so we kind of went our separate ways.
Aw, sad.
Do you know what, though? You get to the realisation in life, you know, sometimes you're just not meant for one another.
That's
you're
right.
in different avenues.
Life is short. You can't just tie yourself down just because you've been in a relationship a long time.
But that's positive, though, because
right.
you're not afraid of commitment. And I think that's a big thing for a lot of women out there. Like, it's hard to find a man who will commit and it's not just there for the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, like... That's the thing.
He's
it's like
into
trying
that
to
get well,
someone.
You know what?
Isn't everyone?
Yeah. Well, of course. Now, Stephen, Netflix and Chill, right? Do you have a Netflix account?
Netflix and Chill, yeah. And what is it? Disney Plus and Craft.
I've never heard that one.
I have heard that. It's very good.
Yeah.
Hey, now let's get through some little details here, right now. What's your age range? Blonde, brunette. What are you looking for?
So age range, I'd like somebody that's around 25 to probably 35, 10 years, big spread.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. No, that's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Blonde, brunette doesn't really bother me. It's more about how she is. Like, she doesn't have to be fully, like, fitness focused and everything. Hopefully she's got a bit of flexibility. She's kind of casually into fitness.
Yeah. And you don't, but you don't, what you're saying is you don't mind a curve if it's there.
No, you can't mind a curve.
That's right.
Very good.
I like it.
You sound like a catch, Stephen.
You do, you've got actually. Some that.
Jade's all lit
if
up over there.
If it wasn't
uniform.
Married, Steve, things don't work out, I'll keep your number.
Oh, look, you're making him blush. I can feel it through the airwaves. Hey, Stephen, mate, you're coming along to our big single cruise this Friday, Valentine's Day. Hopefully, we're going to find you a partner, mate. So thanks for joining in and good luck with it all.
No, thank you.
We'll see you then, man. Thank you. And, of course, newfm.com.au. If you still want tickets to come along,
that's right.
You know, anyone can come if you're single, basically.
Maybe you heard Stephen went, oh, hello. That's just the man for me.
He's a catch.
He is a catch. Exactly right. There you go.
Very good. You can tell a lot about... see, I'm into voices.
Are you?
Yeah, very
lucky
sexy voices.
Lucky you work in radio.
Hey, it's all thanks to Nova Cruises. Very exciting stuff. Like I said, you can win tickets across your workday. Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au.
And guys, we've got a round of Love It or Loathe It after this. I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Alrighty, it's 8:16 at New FM, 22 degrees at Wickham.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love It or Loathe It.
So, this is the game Love It or Loathe It. I asked Maddie and Crevo to get their thoughts on the daily topic.
Yep.
No friends sitting. You love it or you loathe it.
Either.
It's been a while since I've done this.
Jeez, I love your explanation.
Far out. Jade. That was terrible. Right, I'll admit it. That was crap. All right. So, Love It or Loathe It, writing food reviews.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. I've only done, I think, one or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Or less than half. On Google. One of them has thousands of views.
Oh, is this on the Google reviews
Google
that you can
reviews,
search?
Yeah.
I'm curious, local or in Sydney?
Mostly local.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'll leave a review if they're really good or they're really bad. Like they've got to spark a reaction within me. I mean, if it's just average, I'm not really going to leave a review and bother with that.
All right, Marie Kondo. Doesn't spark joy. It's out.
Hey.
Well, I bring this up because a guy called Matthew Smith, he's one of the passengers got stuck on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, obviously, with the coronavirus?
Yeah.
That's happening at the moment.
And that small little thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
What's that?
I'm one of these people that get on with life happy in denial. But the thing is, Matthew Smith, he's stuck on this ship. They're all staying in their cabins, only letting them out once in a little bit. So he started reviewing the food on the ship, and he's putting it on Twitter, and it's just great. He's been so entertaining. So he wrote, for instance, one, there's a picture of a yogurt, and he's written, quarantine leads to new experiences, like Japanese yogurt with aloe vera. Not bad at all, despite tasting a little like yogurt mixture mixed with suntan lotion.
Oh, they've just tried to, like, extend the life of the yogurt out, put some of this aloe vera sun gel
in there.
But it's just, and it continues on his Twitter. It's fantastic. He's written, today's lunch, crab salad, vegetarian curry for me, in brackets, love the taste, but the look, not so much. Shrimp and veggies for Catherine. It's obviously his partner. And he's done, hashtag Princess Cruises serves great shrimp. The chocolate cake was a bonus. The surprise noodles, he saved that for later.
See, so if you go on a cruise, usually you have so much choice with your food. But they're in the situation where they get zero choice. It's like being on an airline.
Yeah.
Chicken or fish.
Though, you're on the cruise, right? Usually you're at the all-you-can-eat buffets, right? That's the thing, yeah? They're just getting limited, like your food, Crevo, like you said. I think it's fine. It still sounds quite nice, to be honest.
It'd be fine, yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be going... I couldn't do it.
Oh, you'd just starve, would you, Jade?
Oh, I know it's bad, but, you know, after however long they spent on this cruise, like a good, like, month, I probably, after all the binge eating at the buffet, probably need to lose a couple.
Well, okay. Nothing like a starvation diet. Jade Leader approved.
Where's that tick?
There we go. Now, please don't starve yourself to lose weight. It's a very bad practice.
It's not healthy. Absolutely. You end up putting more on. It's a vicious cycle.
And it's just bad for you. There's that. Do exercise and proper eating.
Going to go to the news next here at New FM. It's 8:27 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1. Big shout out and thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe. Benny and Carl are here this morning making us our delicious coffees, and you need to get them to your workplace. If you need a coffee van because your staff aren't productive enough in the mornings and you need to get them a caffeine dose, Carl and Benny make the best in town.
Do you know what? All you bosses out there, don't be a bum. Just, you know, fork out, they'll come out to your work. Even if it's once a week, it really boosts morale, doesn't it?
It does. It's changed our life this year.
Yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No, like, it's, the coffee is that good.
Yeah. Happymobilecafe.com.au.
Don't bag the Blend 43 they buy us.
Why not? This is much better.
This is heaven.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Heaven on the taste buds. But, Krivo, you're going to be surprising Maddie and I with some celebrity goss.
Yeah,
in a
what's
sec.
The goss up next?
Shock Jade.
Well, it's not normally Krivo's forte.
I'm across celebrities.
Yeah, you are.
Photos out of Justin Bieber, and everyone's going, what's going on with this guy? Also, some of the comments from this area are just unbelievable and hilarious. You're going to love this.
All right,
next.
Producer Jackson, we'll get him to rate it tomorrow when he's back.
Good idea.
He'll score you out of 10. It's Newcastle's best music. We're playing it all summer. It's currently 23 degrees at Cessnock, 21 at Fingal Bay. Right now, Kung's cooking on three burners. This girl, live across Newcastle. It's 8:37. Good morning.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krivo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Producer Jackson away, I was like, right, it's my turn to swoop in. I'm going to have a go at this.
The look on Jade's face is like a stunned mullet that Krivo's even attempting this.
No pressure, man. No pressure.
There is no pressure. I love celebrity in the world that it lives in. I'm doing a special edition today. It's the aging edition.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason I sort of started bringing this up is, I don't know if you guys have seen this photo of Justin Bieber circulating where he's wearing like a plaid jacket hoodie thing, like a lumberjack would wear.
Yeah.
Have a look at this, Jade.
Oh, yeah, he...
Have a look at this, Maddie.
It does look a bit old.
What's going on with him?
You know what? He's having a hard time in life at the moment. He's... Honestly, he's not well.
He looks like he's about 45.
He does. And, like, lay off him. Well, I'm sick of people giving Justin Bieber a hard time.
I'm having a go. I love the Biebs. I'm his number one fan.
I love his music. Yeah, but he does look like he's aged a huge amount in a short time.
Do you reckon Hayley Baldwin's going to be dumping him soon if he keeps going like this?
No, because she really loves him.
True love, you think?
Yeah, true love. She was a fan of Bieber's from way back when. She was a fangirl when she was, like, 10, 9.
He's growing out a moustache as well that does complete the, you know, unemployed lumberjack look. Some of the comments, though, I follow this Reddit thread called Rare Insults.
Gone are those days.
Very much gone. Right, so, and this is where people basically hand out insults that you'll never hear again. Here's some examples. Bieber looks like a roofer that disappears on payday after you give him his check. And he does, he's got that look. Why has he aged so much? Someone else has said he aged like milk, which is not the best. It's not a fine wine. It's not a fine wine.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it's funny.
And to wrap it up, he looks like a crab fisherman from Deadliest Catch.
I feel like that's the best one.
He really does. It really catches his image.
You know when they've been up for two nights in a row and they've got to get that big load to to take back to port?
Right. The pressure's on.
If you feel the need, though, to be a troll on Justin Bieber's Instagram or social media, don't. Just don't.
He's swimming in money. He's all right.
You know what? That doesn't matter. No. Because, Dad said, that angers me because people say that about celebrities. No, but just because they have money doesn't mean that they should be okay with depression and mental health.
I'm not saying there's any of that gear going on.
But that's why he looks the way he does. He's actually going through...
clearly upset Jade here, Krivo.
No, because people keep laying into Justin Bieber and I'm sick of it because he's honestly going through a hard time in life, and just because you're a millionaire...
Look at him.
But the reason it goes towards him is because of he's such a history of bad behaviour.
Yeah, well, you know what? Forgive. This is what the world needs. More forgiveness.
It keeps going.
He does not. When was the last time he did something bad? He's actually been a changed man for at least a good 4 or 5 years now, and you keep jumping on the bandwagon with it.
Yeah, because I feel like he's just... he's had so much bad behaviour that he gets what he gets.
And it's called forgiveness. Let it go. Okay. Let him grow up. Everyone makes stupid decisions when they're younger. And when you're a multimillionaire at 21, women are throwing themselves at you. You're having parties in your hotel room. Things are bound to happen. What's that prime minister we had, Tony Abbott, who crushed that marble table when it was his last day in office and they had a party? You know what I mean? That's bad behaviour too.
On a table, though. His stuff goes above and
I've just got to say, guys, it's you and I arguing, Jade. So
it's a nice change.
Hey, parents. Okay, boomers. Are you right?
Yeah. But it just annoys me.
I just want to wrap this up, right?
Yeah,
we all forgot. He has Lyme's disease.
Yeah, as well.
So that's why he probably looks like crap.
Yeah.
Add that to the list. That, you know,
Creebo, allegedly.
Yeah. There's other theories floating around.
Yeah, and you're getting sucked into the media and the propaganda. Don't.
I don't know what... I still think that he's just behaved so badly for so long.
Okay, age, sex, location coming up next here at the Novos. We need a caller right now, okay? Are we ready, guys? We're going to put it out there. We need a 29-year-old male from Maitland.
There you
if you're
go.
A 29-year-old male from the Maitland Council area, call now 131009. Basically, how this works is you get through, you spin the cash balls with your lucky number. If it comes out, you get $1,000, a 1 in 30 chance.
Excellent.
29 male Maitland. We'll do it next.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where
are you now that I need you? Yes, Newcastle's easiest cash game. You have a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 cash twice a day here at the show with age, sex, location. Mm-hmm. And we just made the call. We need a 29-year-old male from the Maitland Council area, and I do believe we have a caller here.
We do, Jaden. Good morning.
Hey, brother.
G'day, how are we?
Good. Welcome to the show. How's things out at Maitland today?
It's actually not too bad. Very humid, but it's not too bad.
Are you getting excited for the Maitland show?
I am, in fact, actually. I've got two young kids I'm looking forward to taking to.
What's your favourite thing you like to do when you're there?
Oh, the rides are good, but, you know, you got to love a good dag with dogs.
Oh, that's true. I love watching the wood choppers. That's one of my favourite things.
Yeah, I love a good dagwood chop. Dagwood chop, dagwood dog.
Pop one of them in your mouth.
All right, Jaden, we've got 30 cash balls here waiting for you. We need a lucky number from you, my friend. If it comes out, you win the money.
Perfect.
What is it?
I'm going to go with number 16, please.
Okay. Number 16, okay. Jade,
all
you ready?
Here we go. Spin the ball. All right.
They're spinning.
Ooh, do you like the sound of that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, here we go.
Okay, are we
the
ready?
Numbers come out.
Hang on.
Here we go.
The ball, Jaden, that has come out is...
It's number 2.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jaden.
No worries.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks
for playing, man.
Enjoy the Maitland show.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Now, do you know what? A lot of shows do, like, birthday shout-outs.
Yeah.
We've never really gone down that road, have we?
Nah, not that.
No. Yeah, happy birthday to everyone.
Anyone. Yeah, exactly right.
They're all covered.
It's our boss's birthday today.
Oh, it is.
Luckily, you told us, Jade, because you're the only one that is on his Facebook.
Yeah, thank God for birthday notifications friend's birthdays, because I'm terrible.
You know what? I think we should give him a little surprise.
Let's do it.
You should give him a ring.
Yeah, yes. Do it.
Just cause. You know.
I don't think anyone else around the office knows.
Probably not.
Hasn't told anyway.
He's very secretive like that sometimes.
I mean, I think if it's your birthday, you want all the attention you can get.
Exactly.
Creever, you've got a gift for him.
Yeah, I thought I'd do Happy Birthday Marilyn Monroe style.
Oh, good. Lovely. Did you bring the dress?
Oh, I forgot it.
Do you reckon he's going to answer? He's probably listening.
Yeah, he's probably, oh, no, I don't want to sit through Creevo serenading me.
Leave a message on his voicemail.
Hi, JT speaking.
Hi.
Hey, JT.
You're live on the air. Hello, happy birthday.
Good morning, Nova.
Now, because it is your birthday, and I don't think many people around the office knew, what I thought we could do is just for you, Marilyn Monroe-style happy birthday. Does that sound good?
Oh, that is sexy.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent.
Well, get ready, because it's going to be sung by Creepo.
Oh, no.
Too bad now. Go on, Creepo.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President / JT. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Well done. It was great and creepy at the same time. Good.
Could you tell the difference between myself and Marilyn Monroe?
Not at all.
Yeah, I thought so. I was an excellent impersonator.
Look, we're going to get Jay to do it for you, JT, but, you know, we thought Kruger would be funnier.
Mission accomplished.
Well done.
Happy birthday, JT.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
You've got a meeting with him today. You better butter him up.
After that, he'll be like, what did you guys do? Love you, JT.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off next with Geordie. We'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, Kiss and Tell Friday with NASA from MAFS. Still taking entries for that across your workday as well. newfm.com.au to nominate. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.